When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
We talked about more eponymous foods this week.
We sure did.
I love these episodes. They're so fun to research because there's so much they said that goes on. But mostly it's pretty good natured because it's all people who just love food. So I love it. There was an interesting detail that was like a gossipy thing. George Rector, who included the recipe for fettuccine Alfredo in his cookbook, later reported this thing that is not true. But caused some confusion, which is that, you know, we talked about those gold utensils that Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford had made for Alfredo Delalio. And George Rector at one point reported that Delalio had donated those to Mussolini's war effort to be melted down for financing, apparently. But that's not the case. Those utensils still exist. There are photographs of them that are recent.
This reminds me of multiple things I've seen on Twitter recently where somebody is really confidently like, this Golden Girls scene is even more amazing when you realize it was improvised. And then the people that wrote and blocked that scene are like, it wasn't actually. And it's like, did you just make that? Why?
Yeah. I mean, listen, Betty White, genius. I hope everyone
Absolutely.
That could afford to do so donated in her name on her birthday. We did, and I was delighted to discover one of the animal shelters we donated to had Betty White as a drop down for the reason you might be donating. And I was like, yes, this is so smart. But fettuccine Alfredo is a thing I could eat by the gallon.
Yeah, me too.
Like a guppy. I will eat it until I feel sick and then be like, but a few more forkfuls will be fine.
Yeah.
It's so delicious.
It has the same roots for me as my love of Caesar salad, which is being vegetarian in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And also in college. Because we could have a microwave. We could not have like things that had an exposed heating element. So things that could be made in the microwave were really important. And frozen fettuccine Alfredo was often vegetarian, obviously not vegan, but was often vegetarian. And the thing that it came in also fit in the little tiny freezer compartment of a dorm fridge. And that was really, really one of my staples for food that I could make and eat in my dorm.
Perfection. Perfection. I've just always loved it.
It's really good.
Man. We discussed that you do not enjoy hollandaise sauce.
No, and I think like something about the texture of it bothers me. I'm a lot better about this than I was when I was a child, but there are a few food textures that I just do not enjoy. And then combining it with the poached egg is
right.
Like, that's just a little too, way too far over the, like, sort of shiny, gloppy edge for me. And I'm like, I can't.
Oh, I bet you do not like Loco Moco either.
I've never tried to eat it, so I could not tell you.
I have, like, a rabid addiction to Loco Moco, which for anybody that doesn't know it, I have had it in many places, but it's usually attributed to Hawaii as point of origin. But it is rice, either steamed or some places make it with fried rice. And then it has usually a hamburger patty or a big chunk of spam on it, depending on where you get it. And then two poached eggs, or sometimes like a fried egg that's still got some movement to it, and then brown gravy on top. So similarly, it might be too gloopy for you.
Yeah. And like some kinds of gloopy are fine, but other kinds of gloopy, not so much. And then also when I was a small child, my brother got salmonella. And that consequently made our whole household very cautious around undercooked or uncooked egg. I know undercooked goes in quotation marks. There's you know,
Everybody has a different threshold.
People have different
yes.
tolerances. And that probably wasn't how my brother got salmonella in the first place, but his experience with that illness was so bad. He did not have to be hospitalized, fortunately, but it lingered forever and it was not fun. And so all of the potential salmonella vectors just became a whole huge problem at our house.
So I am guessing you do not drink a lot of Flip cocktails either.
Not a lot, no.
Since they have a whole raw egg in there.
I occasionally will do something that has like egg white in it.
I love a cognac flip. I love it. Like it's a problem. But my solve in all of this was that I bet if you made something more like an Alfredo sauce and put it on the eggs Benedict, we could call it Eggs Wilson, and you might find it more palatable.
Yeah, that could maybe
just
work.
Imagine sopping up Alfredo sauce. It would have to be the stuff with cream in it, I think. With your English muffin leftover. Oh, come on, that would be delicious.
Yeah.
And you said you had not had Crab Louie before.
I don't think I have.
Oh man.
But that, I mean, all the component parts of it, I'm like, that all sounds good to me.
Yes, I lived in the Pacific Northwest when I was a kid, so I had it then. And then I love San Francisco and visit as often as I can. And anytime I see it on a restaurant menu, that's one of the things that I'll be like, yes, please. Because I love it so much. Some places, have started adding, like you'll get Crab Louie with a little shrimp added in as well, which presumably is like a cost saving measure because sometimes crab is very expensive. But man, it's always delicious. I love it. I love it. I don't know if I've exhausted our eponymous food options. Probably not. One never knows. It's a good one to have as a go-to when we've been talking about people being murdered violently.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the murder antidote.
Yeah.
But I always want to talk about food anyway, so. Oh, this was a very hard one. As they always are when you discuss delicious things, because how badly did I want to go out and get all of the makings of fettuccine Alfredo and make it from scratch?
Yeah. But I mean, I want some now and we don't have any in the house and we don't.
It really is a whole different story if you get freshly made fettuccine.
Yeah. Well, and we have all the things to make our own pasta here. You know, thanks wedding gift of a KitchenAid mixer and various accessories.
Do you have the cutter, like the roll cutter?
We have a thing that attaches to the KitchenAid that does it.
Nice.
Yeah. And they're a little fiddly to clean, but we have
them. That's always the trick.
Yeah.
That's always the trick. I remember growing up, my mom had one of those roll cutters that you had to hand crank that you passed it through. And I loved doing that part of the work. It was always so fun.
What my mom had, it was a very similar design, but for a different purpose, which was a grater that operated very similarly to that, that had little cones that you put on and you hand cranked it.
Oh.
And I bet if I looked real hard, I could find one now. But it seems like anytime I try to do that same task now, it is on a box grater, which, in my opinion, takes longer.
Yes. I have only recently discovered the garlic zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
It's like a little, I'm mad at everybody that knew what it was and never told me because I'm not the world's fastest mincer of garlic. And I don't even know if that's a brand name or what, but like that's what it's called as a general utensil. It's like a little plastic, almost donut shaped wheel that has blades in it. And you shove your cloves of garlic in and you close it and then it rolls along the countertop.
Oh,
like a toy. And then it's all minced beautifully and perfectly. And if you go for a really long time, you get pretty close to garlic paste.
Yeah.
So it's a different world for me.
We have a garlic press that can press garlic that has the skin still on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a little like silicone tube that you can put your garlic cloves in there and roll it to get the skin off of them.
Oh, I just smush it with a knife and it falls right off.
That's normally how I have done it. But at some point, we got this thing.
You got technologies.
The garlic press is a really nice garlic press, though. And you can just stick the clove in there without peeling it first, and it's fine.
I do also laugh. This came up also on our discussion of Caesar salad. All of this anti-garlic hate that was going on in the mid-20th century.
Yeah, I love garlic.
It's like the best thing on earth. I don't know what that's about. but now I feel like I have many delicious things to consider making. And I have to figure out a way to make a sauce Wilson that is palatable to you on your...
I would love that. Thank you.
Sounds good. A jar is going to show up on your doorstep and you're going to be like, uh-oh. But hopefully it will be delicious.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
We talked about Peter Roget this week.
Yeah.
With many surprises in that story. I love his little escaping Geneva.
Sure. I mean, I associate his name most with the thesaurus, and we did not even get to that bit until the very, very end of the episode.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of fascinating. Almost every biography or, you know, article about him that I read notes that, like, most of the time, the breadth of the things he worked on cannot possibly all get mentioned, and often, like, you'll just get one that's about him as a doctor, or just get one about the thesaurus, which again ignores the first 60 plus years of his life in many ways. It's fascinating. There was an interesting note that I read in one particular biography, and it was a chapter of a larger book where they mentioned that like 100 years after he did that spoke illusion, there was a publicist named Will Hayes who worked in Hollywood, and he suggested that in some ways Roget had discovered the nature of how movies and film worked, like with that whole, this is how your eye is perceiving movement. This is essentially how film is tricking your eye at the same time, which is an interesting idea, but that has also led to cinema historians being like, please don't do that. You're confusing all of this issue, which is kind of interesting. Oh, the Bridgewater treatises.
Yeah.
Now, in one thing I wanted to mention specifically about Roget, that work, which became so much the focus of his efforts for a while and so important to him at a time in his life where things were really difficult, some historians have suggested that that was very much for him a way to reconcile his scientific work with religion, because he had always been, you know, theoretically religious, but not really that fervent about it. But after Mary died, he became much more devoutly religious, and he was constantly focused on what would happen when he met her in the afterlife.
Sure.
And so for a lot of people, when you look at this, you know, 600 pages he wrote using science to prove all of the things he wanted to believe about God and the afterlife and whatnot, you can make a pretty clear assumption about, like, cause and effect going on there, which is kind of interesting. There is a really, really funny, to me, I'm sure it was not funny at the time, thing that happened with the first edition of Roget's Thesaurus in the United States.
Ooh.
Which is one of those things where you're like, qua? It was edited by a man named Dr. Barnes Sears. And he was, I don't even want to say he was very conservative, because it goes beyond that. You know how some people who believe that they are very pious and that everyone else is kind of like a snarly mess of sin, see sinful things where there are not sinful things.
Oh, sure.
He edited so many words out of the thesaurus because he thought they were dirty.
Oh, no.
That it became almost unusable in some ways. And I mean, like, two of the words that come up when people are talking about this edit are aria, like the musical term, and fugue. And he was just like, dirty words, they got to get out.
Wow. Like,
what? I did not ever manage to find an available digital copy of that first American Roger's Thesaurus, but I'm just picturing it as this really unusable, clunky thing, which made Roger very irritated, of course, because he had carefully written it so that there were literally people that wanted to read it cover to cover because they found it just so interesting. So I can imagine.
Yeah.
The other thing that I didn't put in this show, but I thought was very funny, is about Sylvia Plath.
Oh, really?
She loved Roger's Thesaurus and talked about it all the time. And she even called herself Roger's Strumpet. And when she met Ted Hughes, she was making jokes about how her heart already belonged to this other man, being Peter Roger.
This is amazing.
Because she loved his work so much. So even though she too has a very sad end, I thought that was a very, very funny take on Peter Roger and all that he had done. I mean, there are so many writers that have invoked his work as like being just a completely vital and incredibly important tool for their own work. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's like, I remember as a child flipping through Roger's Thesaurus of the Library. But the Roger's Thesaurus that is on my bookshelf is one in dictionary form, which is like more practically useful if you're writing, while the other is more like broadly useful as a resource to look at the whole pattern rather than I just need a different word for this word. Right. I need to not say, you know, happy 12 times in this sentence.
You can, but it might be edited out in the American.
Maybe so.
Aria, filthy word. That made me laugh so hard. Again, I'm sure it was not funny at all for any of the people involved going, what have you done? But it sure makes me laugh. Yeah, like I said, I love that story of him getting back to England with his two underage students. That's a pretty ingenious approach to be like, I know my dad was from here. I can get citizenship. Yeah, apparently that bribe happened because he found that government official he needed to certify his blood relation to his father, like playing cards somewhere. It was like, dude, I'm just trying to get to these two kids and get home. Can I will give you money. Please just do this. Anyway. That is Peter Roger. Kind of love him. And this was one of those episodes that he bumped up against so many other interesting people that I ended up with a list of like six more people I want to talk about and their various contributions. But let me tell you, Bridgewater is happening and he is funny. All I'm saying is he dressed his dogs.
Sounds great.
If this is your weekend coming up, in terms of actually having time off, I hope it is so restorative and restful, and that if you read anything, you enjoy it, and it is not edited in a way that makes it clunky. And I hope if you don't have time off and you work on an alternate schedule where you actually have to do things or even just have responsibilities this weekend outside of your work, I hope all of it goes smooth as silk and it is as easy as possible and that you still find a few minutes for yourself now and again. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic and then on Monday with a brand new episode.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.